This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen all week for your chance to win tickets to see comedian Tammy Pescatelli at Rob's Playhouse Theater on November 30th. Tickets available at playhousetix.com.
I want to give Sean McDermott his flowers this morning. I think Sean McDermott coached a heck of a game last night. They're up 2 points. They go for it on fourth. The courage, the wherewithal, the trust in your team to be like, you know what? We're going for it again. I do not want to give Mahomes the ball with a 5-point deficit in the fourth quarter. We have to keep going for it. We have to put our foot to the gas. Sean McDermott is often a punching bag. Sean McDermott is never coach of the year. Sean McDermott outcoached his mentor, Andy Reid, last night. Credit to Sean McDermott. That team played great. The coaching staff came prepared.
Peter Schrager this morning.
Gonna be a little snarky here.
Go for it.
I wish we could have people follow us around in our life and call us courageous for making decisions that are statistically sane.
Right.
You're playing blackjack and you've got a 10 against a 6, and you're like,
oh, the courage on that one.
Look at this aggressive. Look, trusting the cards. Like McDermott's 4th-and-2 call was one of the biggest goes. Yeah. It was a big flashing green light.
Yeah.
Had he not gone, he'd have been taken apart. And he should have been if he had not gone. I don't think that was a hard one. 4th-and-2 where they were, not a hard one. So, you know, it's football still always coming to terms with doing the right thing is aggressive. Mm-hmm. Not punting is aggressive. You know, isn't
I think technically aggressive should be doing the thing.
Risky. Like, I got a feeling here. I'm going to get nuts. I'm going to kick it and play defense. I mean, you know, we always view offense as aggressive and defense as conservative, but going there was very obvious. And it is, I don't know who would do the work to do this. I bet you can't find him giving up 4 points of win probability on a kick in a long time.
Yeah. Maybe since that, we always bring up
the
that
AFC Championship game.
AFC Championship game.
Yeah, where he was kicking field goals down 12 or whatever.
Which was almost 4 years ago.
Yeah,
now,
you don't find it. It's almost a way that he's not, as Peter Schrager there says, he's a punching bag. He doesn't get enough credit because he doesn't do that. Mike Tomlin does it every week.
Yeah.
Andy Reid had one in this game. When the Chiefs had a 4th-and-1 from their own 29, that was a +4 to go. Green light, go. What'd they do? They did the fake snap count punt. That was he cost his team. And McDermott often doesn't cost his team. There have been some cases, but he is pretty good.
If the Bills win out, does McDermott have a look at Coach of the Year?
No.
Even if they win the rest?
I don't think so. Because there are some really good ones that exist. Dan Campbell exists. Jim Harbaugh exists. Mike Tomlin exists.
What, I guess, separates Dan Campbell from McDermott, though, here? Just that he's coached a couple fewer years?
Maybe.
Because if they both are two lost teams.
He has Jared Goff, and McDermott has Josh Allen.
That's the right point.
I think Mike Tomlin is a real good one here. I mean, Tomlin is Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
Yep.
You could go to, if you want to.
You could go to Harbaugh.
Sure.
Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh, 7-3.
An organization that has been a chaotic circus for their entire existence. Finding ways to lose games, and now they find ways to win games.
It's a couple losses in a row, but you could get to Dan Quinn.
I think he was the favorite last week. Yeah. But they're starting. They're the 7th seed all of a sudden, like that quickly. Yeah. They've had a couple losses in a row. They would have had more than that in a row if they hadn't had the Hail Mary, too.
803-0550. Get some more calls in here. Joe in Rochester. Hey, Joe.
Hi, how are you guys?
Morning, good.
Yeah, hey, I don't know if you've already talked about it, but one thing I noticed during the game was that our first downs, we only got 2, maybe 3 yards on our first downs all through the game. That's what set us back when you were stating, hey, on third down, we had a lot of third and longs. I think the key was that first down, we just could not, no matter what we did, we just couldn't get it going. And, you know, kudos to Kansas City's run. But I think that's why we were had those third longs, because our first downs were just terrible.
Yeah. Let me find for you what they did on – I mean, didn't it feel like every first down was like for 2 yards?
Well, the first play of the game for them is a first down pass for 1 yard. Second down run for 3 yards, it's third and six. And then that's the throw to Cooper, which is a big one. First and 10, pass, Shakir, 11. First and 10, incomplete deep right. Second and 10, run for two. Like, if you want me to find the first down runs, what they got on first down.
I've got it right here.
They got a 3 yard touchdown from James Cook on a first and goal. But first down runs?
First down runs. Here is how many in order of the game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start with the first quarter. There we go. No gain, 3 yards, three, 5 yards.
Three was the touchdown.
Three was the touchdown. Okay, yeah. So that's good. 5 yards, 1 yard, 6 yard touchdown, minus one, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, minus one, minus one, no gain.
Yeah, like, thank goodness for the touchdowns.
The touchdowns were their only good first down runs the whole game.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything else was no gain. Like, what was the highest was three. And that was actually a scramble by Allen. So it doesn't even really count. Or it does count, I guess, but.
No, but it.
It kind of doesn't.
It kind of doesn't. And I don't sound like, you know, they won. We're thrilled about it. But if you're digging down into, like, all right, what's the thing you didn't like? How did they hurt themselves? What did they overcome? They overcame their run. I thought they overcame their run game.
Well, why did their run game stink?
Because
Brown didn't play? Did the Chiefs sell out to stop the run in this game against the Bills? Are they just that good?
The Chiefs' run defense is that good. And to run into the teeth of it, which they did, maybe, you know, again, it's you want to keep them honest? You want to make that point? Okay, I can listen to that. The Chiefs have done that to everybody. The best running game against the Chiefs, I think, Chiefs-Niners might have been it?
The Niners ran on them?
No.
Or you're saying the opposite?
They tried. And Jordan Mason in that game was 14 for 58.
Right.
I think that's the biggest number anybody's put up. I know, because James Cook's over-under in this game, I think, was 64, and I felt like it was the easiest under ever. No one is running on that team. And part of this is, and we'll see, like, again, the Chiefs are 9-1, and they're feeling really good because, oh, fine, you lost a game, whatever. If teams throw on the Chiefs, they've got a better chance.
It's working right now.
The Chiefs are giving up points in the pass game. While the Bills are the first team to get 30 on them in quite some while, Denver, Bo Nix had a good day against them. Baker had a decent day against them. Lost on a coin toss. Baker's throwing it to guys you've never heard of and doing just fine. So they might be in for a bit of a challenge here with their pass defense. And that gets to the playoffs, too. Like, if they play the Ravens a second time, if they play the Bengals again, those are two teams that they beat. Very close games, but their pass defense in the last month has not been the same since they lost, I think his name is Jalen Watson. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. To Anthony in Texas. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so I agree with everything you're saying about the run plays and you know, being in second and long, third and long. And that's why it's, you know, I'm a Sean McDermott supporter. I always have been. I always balked at culture, but you can literally see there is a culture, not just in the locker room, but even in the fan base. So I love Sean, but we're not talking about Sean today if Josh Allen doesn't put this team on his back. And, you know, the third and eights, that we're not going to be able to make a living like that, right, in the playoffs. You know, I think about some of the good defenses, Steelers defense, right? That defense terrifies me if we're in third and eight, third and nine all day long. So, you know, I think, like Sean, I'm not saying he's not deserving of Coach of the Year, but Josh is definitely more deserving of MVP than the coach is of Coach of the Year. So, and I think one other thing is, you know, this team can be great. We have not even played our best football yet on offense, and hopefully we can get there when we get these guys healthy. But that could be a scary thing. So I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Thanks, Anthony.
I don't know if you can really say they haven't played their best on offense. They've been
pretty good.
I mean, they've scored 30 points five games in a row. Yeah, they've scored 30 points five games in a row. So, you know, maybe. They probably have another Jacksonville game in them somewhere, don't they?
Hopefully. I mean,
they just look unstoppable beginning to end.
Is that about them, or is that everybody's doing that to Jacksonville?
That might be right. Is there another Jacksonville out there?
The Lions hung a 50-burger up.
Maybe not on the Bills' schedule. There might be other Jacksonvilles out there, but
Who could the Bills put 30 up against?
Yeah,
of their remaining opponents?
If I told you they're going to score, not even 30. Like, they're going to have one more of those 47-point games where it's just ridiculous. Who's most likely to happen against the rest of their schedule?
I've got a pick for you.
Go ahead.
The Rams.
Okay, that's in 2 weeks. Well, yep. Well, two games, 3 weeks.
They could put up 40 on the Rams. Drake May looked pretty good against the Rams.
Yep.
Teams are throwing on the Rams. They have a good pass rush. They've got two good young pass rushers, but
you don't think they'd be able to cover the Bills?
No, I mean I would pick them to score at will against the Rams.
I'm gonna pick the Jets.
The Jets not a bad pick either,
especially by week 17. There will be no motivation for the Jets by week 17. What's their record going to be? Like 4-11 by that point? 4-12? That'll be a fun day once we get there.
803-0550. Extendo Sports and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.